Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's great to be back. I really mean that. I don't know if the Danettes feel that way, but it's great for me to be back. It's a Monday, a lot to recap. Best and worst of the weekend. You can be part of the program. Dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. Operator, Tyler the Operator, standing by to take your phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. Also, our radio affiliates, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 cities around America carrying this award-nominated program. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that. Coming up, stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, you can go to the website. We got a lot of t-shirts there available, and Penny's Bang Biscuits now in a couple of different sizes for your puppy. And they're handmade from scratch using healthy, all natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. All right, we'll dive into a couple of topics here in no particular order. This past weekend, we finally got an answer to one of the bigger questions of the NFL offseason. After the Browns picked up Deshaun Watson, all eyes have been on the former number one overall pick by the Browns, Baker Mayfield. And over the last couple of months, it's become clear he wanted a chance at another start. There was talk maybe Carolina. There was talk maybe Seattle. There was talk maybe they could have some kind of reconciliation. He could go back to Cleveland. But now he's gone. And the trade seems like it's good for both. Mayfield gets a shot at revamping his career. The Browns escape an $18 million cap hit. And Carolina's kind of getting a bargain here, it feels like, or the potential for a bargain. But no matter what you think of Baker Mayfield or the Panthers, it's hard to say the deal doesn't have the potential to help everybody out. I was curious, after Baker Mayfield was traded, what would be the over-under with wins according to DraftKings. And that over-under is 6.5. Not much of an impact there. Also, factor this in, because when it comes to interceptions, since Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, they have thrown the first and second most interceptions in the NFL, respectively, since they came into the league in 2018. Baker Mayfield has thrown 56. Sam Darnold has thrown 52. Those are your two quarterbacks in Carolina. But Carolina is at least interesting. And I've said this before many times. There are teams that maybe they win 7, 8, 9 games, but they're not interesting. And you could have a team that's not that good, but still interesting. Carolina, maybe they get 6, 7 wins. But now they're interesting because of Baker Mayfield. But if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. And actually, you have three, because I really like Matt Corral. That's why I was surprised. If I'm Carolina and I invested in Matt Corral, then I would give him that opportunity to at least have 1 year in the on-deck circle with Sam Darnold, and then maybe you give him a chance here. But you got a head coach who might be in the last year of his deal there with Carolina, and you bring in Baker Mayfield, maybe that gives Matt Rhule a little bit more leeway here. But I don't know what you get out of Christian McCaffrey. I mean, it's just, this is a team that sort of is still stuck in neutral. You made a deal. You got Baker Mayfield. Maybe there's something there, but you're not going to make the playoffs. Does he want to stay there? Is there a bigger picture there? What kind of numbers can you put up on that team? Because he has to look good for another team to be interested in him. Or Carolina to go, you know what? Let's extend him. But are you going to extend him at $40 million a year? And by the way, when you think about ages, Baker Mayfield, I think, is older than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I think, is 25, going on 26. That's when you start your careers, or at least it used to be. Baker Mayfield's 27. And I always had high regard for Sam Darnold. I thought he regressed the last year he was at USC. There was talk he was going to be the number one overall pick. There was talk that he was the safe pick in that draft. But he went to the Jets, and we know what happens when you go to the Jets. Crazy things happen when you go to the Jets. Look at the Jets situation right now with their quarterbacking situation. Wow. Zach Wilson, come on down. Jets got more interesting now. You know, they used to have parents' night, you know, when you'd play in high school. It'd be like, you know, football field. You walk out with your parents there and – Zach apparently lost his girlfriend and she's dating somebody on the Commanders, and Zach might be dating somebody else, close to his parents. So, you know, they wanted him to be mature. So maybe he's just hanging around some mature people there. Yeah, Paulie.
Now I know why he went to BYU, the mascot.
The Cougar?
There you go. Sit down there for like 3 days.
Wow.
I made that joke at home and no one got it.
Wow. Yeah. Also, here's another thing. When somebody leaves your organization, try to have a nice, I don't know, Hallmark greeting card to say thank you. You know, you don't have to say, you know, and this is coming from the Browns, that Baker was childish and immature. This is the same organization who brought in Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson didn't show that he was mature. Baker Mayfield hadn't been accused of anything other than probably being immature and childish. You don't have to settle any lawsuits when you're doing that. It's just his play. He played hurt, played through an injury. But when the Browns say, Baker was childish and immature, don't say this, because you set yourself up here that if I'm a player and I leave an organization that loves to talk, or, you know, you kick you out the door and you're saying things, just be bigger with this. All right. You made your move and you're going to live with Deshaun Watson. But just because Baker Mayfield acted a certain way, you drafted him. That owner drafted him. So it's on you. You got a problem? You didn't do your research? You didn't know who Baker Mayfield was? All I know is, for the most part, when when Jared Goff left the Rams, they did the right thing and they tried to be nice. You know, Sean McVay could have been better at rolling out the red carpet to send him to Detroit, and he admits that. But the Browns just say something nice. We appreciate he played hard. He played hurt. It didn't work out. We wish him the best. And we look forward to seeing him week one because Carolina plays Cleveland week one. By the way, Cleveland is a one-point underdog in Carolina against Baker Mayfield. All right, Seton, what kind of poll question do you have today?
Oh, man, that's fun. The ones we can use on the air. I've got, speaking of Baker Mayfield, how about who starts week 14 for the Carolina Panthers?
Week 14?
Yes, week 14.
Love it. Nondescript.
Yes. I'm going Matt Corral.
It's the week after their bye week, which is classic. How many quarterbacks can the Panthers run through in 13 weeks? Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Matt Corral.
Others? Question mark. Yeah. By the way, we're alluding to the story that's out there about Zach Wilson, his ex-girlfriend. She's now dating a former teammate, best friend of Zach Wilson's at BYU. And he's a wide receiver, I think, with the Commanders. And Zach is rumored, according to his ex-girlfriend, to be dating his mom's best friend. I think I got that right.
This is the story that has launched a million memes, and it's just been fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
So basically, on the Instagram, someone called out
the Graham.
Zach Wilson's former girlfriend for starting to date another football player, like they were calling her a not nice phrase.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay, you want to go that way? Zach was dating this person, and then the story went out there. This story, Dan, by the way, is actually bigger internationally than it is here. Like the Daily Mail in London has it in their sports air quotes section.
Wow.
Because they don't care about the NFL, but they care about stories where, you know, star quarterbacks are dating moms.
Yes.
Paraphrasing.
Right around the draft, Zach Wilson's
air quotes.
Like Instagram was just him, like, you know, in the mirror doing selfies, all this stuff, or like a picture of him, you know, finding out he's getting drafted and he's smiling at his phone or whatever. And now it's like every single one of those is like, it's Zach in the mirror in his bathroom in his suit, and it's like getting ready for mom's book club.
Wow.
Like,
wow. All of a sudden, Zach's going to the PTA meetings there. Why is Zach Wilson here for the PTA meeting? Yeah, Marv.
They call me daddy, but for a different reason.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah, Paul.
Like the Daily Mail, American Pie, the Mormon version, Jets quarterback and girl. I'm reading a headline.
Wow.
And girlfriend split over claims he slept with mom's best friend.
Okay.
This is in the Daily Mail in
London.
Daily
Mail, yeah.
Which I subscribe to.
Yeah.
We're all adults here.
Yeah, we are.
We're all adults.
Yeah. We might be accused of, you know, being childish and immature, just like Baker Mayfield with the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Mrs. Peterson.
Oh, hi.
Oh, please. Call me Sarah.
The graduate, Mrs. Robinson. What else do we have, Seton?
Here's one from Paulie. Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn because...
Dot, dot, dot. You know what? Let me wait until after the break to address that.
Let's stay with moms for now.
Yeah.
I understand.
I moved off the story a little too quickly. Okay.
There's always that mom when you're growing up where you're like, gosh, she's, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some. Yeah, Paul.
I should give his name out because everyone might grow up. I had a buddy in high school played on the basketball team. Good guy, fun guy. But he never really had parties at his house. He had a really nice house. Like, it was, you know, he invited me over one summer to go swimming and just grill out. And his mom was there.
Mm.
Holy nuts. It was crazy. And for the rest of the summer, I kept calling him up like, hey, man, how's the pool? Is the pool still working? I didn't get invited back.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
She sure did.
Yes, she does. Yes, Todd.
Can you say your mom's hot or just kind of admire her from afar?
Well, I don't think you could say your mom's hot.
I mean, you can.
You shouldn't. I mean, you say your neighbor, your wife's friends in the neighborhood are
yes.
hot. Yeah. But I don't know if you could say that.
But well, that would be like, that's like one of the best things to do to get under your buddy's skin. You know what I mean? Or like you're just trying to mess with your friends or that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I never did. I don't think I remember ever saying that. Although there was a friend of mine and her mom was striking. But that's about as far as my compliments got would be like, hey, how's your mom? It was always like, how's your mom doing? And she'd go, you never ask about my dad. I go, oh, how's your dad doing?
He doesn't look like her.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Your dad, he looks generic.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Yeah. Your mom. Wow. Yes, Paul.
So when the Jets open mini camp, training camp, whatever, training camp, and their quarterback has to go before the media for the first time, some reporter's going to have to ask this question. I can't wait.
Probably somebody from the Daily Mail in London is going to ask it.
Send someone over.
I don't know if anybody here, stateside, I can't imagine Peter King going, Zach, Peter King, Monday morning quarterback, can you confirm or deny a relationship with your wife's husband? I'll take my answer off the air. Wow. Got interesting. And they were, the Jets were saying, man, he's shown this maturity here in the offseason. I'm like, okay. All right. You go, Zach.
Is it a different way?
I don't know. Like, something's rubbing off that maturity.
He went mature, just not in the way they thought he was going.
He's dating mature.
Yes,
he's not playing mature.
Yeah. Let's go.
How about we take a break here? Take a break. We're back. We're back. And we're better. Well, I don't know if we're better than ever, but we're back. We'll get a poll question here today. Your phone calls are welcome, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. This family takes turns turning heads. Brains, beauty, and athleticism. Hello. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting for you at a local dealer. A lot of talk about moms during the commercial break. Everybody seems to have a story about somebody's friend who had a really good-looking mom. Really good-looking mom.
Number one trending topic in America. Number two is Chuck Norris out of nowhere. Number one is Zach Wilson.
Wait, what is Chuck Norris doing?
I don't know.
It's Hopefully he's still with us.
Yeah. Oh, I'll check.
Yeah. Might be a reason why. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Also, during the break, Kevin Durant said he wants out of Brooklyn. And we think the big question is, like, why? All right, we can speculate that maybe Phoenix, and what's Phoenix give up for Kevin Durant, but why? You got a 4-year deal. Like, why do you want out now? If you don't want to play with Kyrie, then Kyrie's gone or going to be gone. So it's your team. Like, you handpicked Steve Nash. Is it management? Didn't want the James Harden trade? You guys have talent. So I didn't know why or don't know why Kevin Durant wants out. Now, initially I thought, is Kevin Durant saying, hey, trade me? So management will then give Kyrie a long-term deal. Because Kyrie wants out because he knows the Nets don't want him. They don't want to put up with this anymore. The owner said, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And maybe Kevin Durant, being a good buddy, and he stood by Kyrie throughout all of this, is saying, well, then trade me. If you're not going to give him a long-term deal, then trade me. That's the only thing I thought initially. And then now it might be KD looked around and goes, where's my place in history? Steph Curry just won another title, and he won one without me in Golden State. And maybe he looks around and says, you know, LeBron got one. It was a bubble championship. And but he got another championship. I need to get another one here. And I need to get one maybe on my own with my team. And that's what I thought he was trying to get with Brooklyn. But now all of a sudden he's like, I want out. Okay. Now I know that he does a podcast. I'd love for the host to say, why do you want out? Because that seems to be the one question that's still hanging there. And you want to go to Phoenix? You want to play with Devin Booker? Okay. What do they give up? If I'm the Nets, I'll go, oh, you want to go to Phoenix? We want Devin Booker. You know, we always think, well, these teams will accommodate these superstars. If I'm the Nets, I don't send Kyrie to the Lakers unless I want the Lakers to detonate. But why would I help out LeBron, who wants Kyrie Irving? Hey, we're going to give you a first-round pick in 2029. Like, I don't care. Like, Kyrie wants this. So? Kyrie, we wanted you to be professional. We wanted you to play. Now, why would you accommodate him? Kevin Durant wants out. Oh, he wants to go to Phoenix. We don't want to send you to Phoenix. We can send you wherever we want to. Like, how does this help us? Right? So, you know, there was a chance that Durant could end up with Minnesota. But then I would say, I want Anthony Edwards. Not, hey, you get to keep Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns. We'll take, I don't know, throw in anybody. How about the ghost of Kevin Love? Like, you know, Ricky Rubio. Like, what are you doing? So KD wants to go. And there have been a variety of reports on what the Nets would get. Zach Lowe of ESPN said, Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, Dario Saric, 4 first-round picks, and 3 first-round swaps. Okay. If I don't hear Devin Booker's name, I'm not trading him. You're going to have... I mean, you don't care about those players. I mean, Bridges is a good player. 4 first-round picks. Okay, I don't know what that's going to mean. Probably not a lot. You're going to swap 3 first-round picks. But why am I accommodating a guy who wants out? I'd be like, Kevin, you want out? I'm going to send you to Orlando. Like, this is the team you wanted. All of these, you know, these guys who have so much power. Good for them. But they act immature. James Harden. Hey, I got my team in Houston. I want Chris Paul. I don't want Chris Paul. Now I want out. It's when, you know, you give them the power and they don't know what they're doing. Yeah, see.
How much do you think James Harden being, like, traded to the Nets and then traded away has impacted where the Nets stand today?
Well, Harden didn't want to be there. He wanted to go to Philadelphia. And so this was sort of a rest stop, you know, like, all right, we're going to pull over from, you know, we're going to be on the highway, but we're pulling over. We're gonna stop in Brooklyn, but we'll get you to Philadelphia. I think when they realized that James Harden was out of shape and Kevin Durant probably went, oh, boy, I didn't sign up for this. And then you got Kyrie, who is estranged from the team for a variety of reasons. And Kevin Durant's probably going, Steph's winning another championship. LeBron won one. And look at me. I was going to have a team that was going to win at least one championship here. Yeah, see.
And then you get Ben Simmons thrown in where you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But through that lens, can't you kind of see why Kevin Durant wants out?
But isn't he help running the team, him and Kyrie, part of the coaching staff and ownership and all that nonsense? Remember that? They got to handpick Steve Nash, who wasn't ready for this moment. Kyrie says that, you know, he's part of the ownership here. You know? So you guys created a team that you wanted and a coach that you wanted. And you thought, we're going to just breeze right through this. Yeah, Paul.
I read all these articles, and I'm trying to find one that says why. Sports Illustrated article by Howard Beck, and he says, those who know Durant cite 2 primary reasons for him to ask for a trade. Mm-hmm. A rocky Nets season to end in a first-round sweep, which... Yeah.
Okay, but who's to blame for that?
Well, here's the second part. And the franchise's sour relationship with Kyrie Irving, his close friend. Durant doesn't see much hope for a revival of that relationship with Durant, Irving and the team. And he's unhappy that his friend is unhappy. But his friend, by playing half the season, definitely didn't help them go further in the playoffs. Wouldn't you give it another year there, full speed ahead, everyone on the team, maybe Ben Simmons add something before you ask for that trade?
If I'm, well, I can't say if I'm Kyrie, because I'm not crazy. But wouldn't you just say, Kevin, I owe it to you. I will play this season. I will play hard. You know, let's try to win a championship. Let's run it back. I mean, if my friend is trying to help me and he's got 4 years left, I think I owe it to Kevin Durant to say, let's run it back. And I'm going to give you everything I got here. Now you've made yourself even more valuable. If you do want to go, or let's say you have Magic, Let's say you have a run and you go to the NBA Finals or win a championship. Now what are the Nets going to do? Now you're going to get your contract extension. But it just feels like, you guys are mistreating me. Even though I mistreated you, I want out. If Kyrie wins, then the organization wins, Durant wins, and Kyrie will win. Because then they're going to sign him to a long-term, you know, maybe it's a five-year deal. Maybe it's 4 years. Maybe it's 3 years. But I think they basically said, all right, you want 1 year? And this will help us trade you? Here you go. You got 1 year. We're going to pay you this. No, instead, now we can trade you because teams are going to know what you're going to ask for, what your salary is here. How about you just man up? Why don't you do what you said you were going to do? And KD, honor your contract. It was 11 months ago when you signed this four-year deal. Now what? I mean, now you're going to run. Yeah, see.
Those really don't mean anything, though.
Well, they do.
I mean,
when you don't have them, like, if it doesn't mean anything, then why is Kyrie upset that they didn't extend him? They just gave him 1 year. All right, play. Play for 1 year. Play hard. How about you play the whole year? Try it. See what it feels like. You owe it to Kevin Durant.
But see, I give Kevin Durant some credit. I give him some respect for sticking by his buddy. If that's the case, they went there together, and now they're going to leave together.
But you don't think Kevin Durant can say to his buddy, hey, stick it out for 1 year. And you know what? If it doesn't work, we both leave. We could own the city. We could win a championship here. Let's do it. 1 year. Let's run it back. Can't even say run it back. They didn't run it forward to begin with. So let's try to run it.
Everybody's getting a year older.
Well, does he have a better chance winning a championship with Kyrie, Ben Simmons, and, you know, not disrupting a roster that he's going to go to? Because you go to Phoenix, now what do you have? It's like when Carmelo went to the Knicks. He's like, where is everybody? We traded everybody to get you. But also, now you look at the Rudy Gobert trade, and they gave up 4 first-round picks for Rudy Gobert. And you give up 4 players. So now the price is pretty crazy here. You want somebody like this, you're going to give up at least 4 first-round picks. And you might not care about the draft picks. But I want something in return. I want, like, real players. Yeah, Marv.
My question regarding the Rudy Gobert trade. They traded Patrick Beverley. Will Patrick Beverley get a video tribute when he goes back to Minnesota?
Patrick Beverley is, he'll be on First Take. When the playoffs roll around, he'll probably be on First Take again. And good for him. He might have a career in broadcasting. But he hadn't been a good player for a long time. He's kept himself in the news. Good for him. Yes, Bowie.
Despite the price, I think I like what the Minnesota Timberwolves did getting Gobert because Karl Anthony is not a center. He's tall. He is definitely not a center. The way he plays, he's outside in. Now you got a true center in Gobert. You gave up 4 first-round draft picks, but the goal is for those draft picks to be the 27th pick of the draft.
Yeah.
And what'd they win? The Timberwolves won 46 games last year. Let's say they won 55. The mission accomplished. That draft pick is now the 26th pick of the draft, and it's not that valuable. It's valuable on a headline.
I just don't know if Rudy Gobert, his numbers are impressive, but I don't know how impactful they're going to be. In today's NBA, I don't know that. But if you're like if I'm Donovan Mitchell and all of a sudden I go, all right, I didn't want to play with Rudy Gobert. Where is that? Where's Quinn Snyder? Hello. And I think Donovan Mitchell probably at some point goes, you know what? Let's not kid anybody. Let me go too. But if you're giving up that for Rudy Gobert, what do you have to give up for Donovan Mitchell? I mean, the Utah Jazz are going to be like the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're going to have like 58 first-round picks over the next, you know, 4 years. Can't wait for the NBA draft. On the clock, Oklahoma City. After that, Oklahoma City. And then Oklahoma City has the next pick after that. That's what it's going to be. But I would love for someone to just ask KD, like, why do you want out? Is it Kyrie? Is it the coach? Is it front office? Is it all the above? Is it Steph just won a championship? LeBron is a couple of years removed from winning a championship. And here I am thinking I built a dream team, and it's ending horribly. The Nets, you know, didn't extend Kyrie. Like, I just would love to know that. He's got a podcast, so maybe that question comes up. That'd be the first question. Hey, welcome to KD's podcast, etc. Why do you want out of Brooklyn? Because after that, now we can talk. Other than that, I couldn't care less. Hey, he wants to go to Phoenix. Hey, you're turning 34, dude. You see the clock ticking? Is that what this is? Yeah, see.
It's going to be like, the media's running with this narrative again. I never said I wanted out of Brooklyn. I said I wanted to find a new opportunity.
Yeah.
They're running with this narrative. Never said that.
And his brother's going to respond on Twitter, and Stephen A. Smith is going to respond, and Kendrick Perkins is going to, it's just like.
The media needs things to talk about.
Yeah.
That's all that this is.
Yeah,
I never said I wanted to leave Brooklyn. I said I wanted to go somewhere new.
Yeah. It's not that I don't want to stay. It's that I want to go. Like, you guys are twisting this.
Relationships end. That's just relationships form new beginnings. One door closes, another one opens. That's what the media needs to focus on. Instead, they're just making up all this stuff.
He wants to go to Phoenix. If I'm the Nets, man, I draw a line in the sand and say, dude, you're getting paid. You're under contract. We want Devin Booker. How about this? We'll give you KD straight up for Devin Booker. There you go. You willing to do that? Chris Paul's 37. How long are you going to be able to rely on him? DeAndre Ayton, is he going to be there? And the West is very competitive. And I think that's another thing to factor in as well. You're going out West. I mean, it's not any easier winning a championship. And Golden State is still going to be good next year. The Lakers, we assume, will be better. Memphis is for real. Pelicans, getting Zion, play a full season there. You can run down the list of teams. Except for the Portland Trailblazers, and Damian Lillard says he's going to stay there and he's going to go down with the ship. He's going to get paid $60 million a year, two more years there. And I do respect that. Love Damian Lillard. If he chased a ring, then we'd be like, oh, you chased a ring. And look, it's a nice consolation prize to take the money. But I like that he said, he's getting paid what he's worth. So I can't begrudge you. And I like the fact that, hey, you drafted me, you took a chance on me, and I want to win something here. Because he could still make his money elsewhere, but I do respect that he wants to, at least, they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they're not a good team. But I remember that people were critical of Kevin Garnett in Minnesota. KG was loyal. And then all of a sudden, the trade happened with the Boston Celtics. But he was willing to stay in Minnesota because he was loyal to that team. Reggie Miller did that with Indiana. He could have gone elsewhere. He wanted to stay loyal. There are players who, Tony Gwynn did that in San Diego with the Padres. Like, there are players who do this. And I respect that. If you want to chase a ring, I understood why LeBron did it. And he was, widely criticized that he's chasing a ring. He couldn't get anybody to go to Cleveland. If they would have come to Cleveland, if Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh would have gone to Cleveland, LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland. I truly believe that. But with the cast of characters that he had that went to the NBA Finals, he probably said, there's only so much I can do. And that's why he decided that, all right, they won't come here. I got to go there. KD had what he wanted. Kyrie wanted to go there. They were going to build something. Yeah, Mark.
My issue with when people say you're ring chasing, isn't that what you play for? You play to win, but people, you don't win the way they want you to win. Like, oh, you're ring chasing. Like, Isn't that you, what you wanted me to do, but now you're not doing it? I'm not doing it the way you want it, or however it goes.
And I don't want to, and I agree with what you're saying. You know, this is Dame's career. This is his life. He does what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. If you want to chase a ring, you chase a ring. Because after a while, you know what's going to happen when it's all said and done? Best players to never win a ring, Damian Lillard joins the list. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, but there's the modern ring talk has an asterisk up next to every one of them. Like LeBron, well, yeah, but that's the bubble ring. Or
why
KD, it's like, yeah, but he had to do that one. Every ring now comes with a yeah, but not really.
I like how, why is it there's an asterisk with LeBron getting a ring in the bubble, but there's no asterisk with the guys who didn't win a championship in the bubble? Like, it's a negative for LeBron, but it's not a negative for the other guys who didn't win a ring in the bubble.
It's like, well, it was the bubble, so that's why they didn't play well. That doesn't happen.
The Lakers had home court advantage in the West, so they gave that up to be in the bubble. And somehow we're going to use that, well, but that's a bubble championship. They took away everybody's advantage and put you in the bubble, hermetically sealed. There are a lot of big-time names, big-time stars. They didn't win in the bubble. LeBron did. Therefore, well, you got to be critical of that. Take a break, and we'll come back. Best and worst of the weekend, your phone calls. Decide on our poll question after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play of the day.
Oh, my God.
Check this out.
1-0. Freeman, a little shot to left center field. Morrell going back. He's at the wall. He looks up, and Freeman hits it out. Freeman's third hit of the day. It's his 11th home run of the year, and the Dodgers now have themselves a 10-8 lead.
Charlie Steiner with the call, AM 570, LA Sports, Dodgers Radio Network. You know, when you win and you play well, there's no controversy. Freddie Freeman's home run, part of his third four-hit game of the season, tied for the most in Major League Baseball this season. That is your play of the day, brought to you by Callaway's Chrome Soft. Isn't just better for the better players, it's better for all of us. Chrome Soft, Chrome Soft X, Chrome Soft XLS, delivering the best tour performance for every type of game. Find yours today at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Let's decide on the poll question, and coming up, we're going to play the Kevin Durant game.
Well, Dan, we put up a Kevin Durant poll question. Okay. He wants out of Brooklyn because his current teammates, coach/management, knows he can't win there, or that's just what he does. Right now, 53% of the audience, that's just what he does.
That's just what he does.
Wow. Followed up by he knows he can't win there.
Okay. That's just what he does.
That's just what he does.
Yeah, Paul.
Okay, here's the reason for the poll question. I knew that's just what he does with Kevin Durant was going to win this. So, if you're another team that was interested in bringing in a guy who does score 30 points a game, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and even though he's 34, would you hesitate to bring in someone like that knowing that's just what he does and in 2 years he may do it to you? And then you won't have any trade value for a 36-year-old. What I'm saying is, hypothetically, let's say you're the Phoenix Suns. You're like, you know what? Maybe this guy can take us to the next level. We'll bring him in. There's 3 years left on his deal. What if 2 years from now he says, I don't like it here. I want out. And then you're like, we're stuck.
Depends on what I'm giving up for Kevin Durant. If I don't have to give up Devin Booker and I could keep DeAndre Ayton, then I would probably look to make the move. But I don't know if DeAndre Ayton's going to stay. And here's the other thing. You got to factor in what the other team gets. Now, if the Nets are stupid and they go, hey, we don't care, we'll just send Kevin Durant packing. Hey, we don't care what we get for Kyrie. We want a first-round draft pick. Okay. You can get the first-round draft pick. But with KD, I got to have Devin Booker. I mean, it'd be a non-starter because I would just say, give us Book and we'll build around him. KD doesn't want to be here, give us Devin Booker. And if not, and plus I get a guy who's 10 years younger. So to me, it'd be a non-starter. It'd be like, if I don't hear coming out of your mouth, then we're not even going to, hey, we'll give you a Durant for a Devin Booker. How about that? Straight up. Do it now. Yeah, see.
But it feels like Kevin Durant, 3 years is the exact amount of time that you want him. You know, because that's enough time to, you know, it worked out pretty well with the Warriors. I know that that team was obviously stacked, but they got 2 and 3.
Yeah.
That's all right, great. And then he got restless and moved on again. Great. We'll keep you for 2 or 3 years and then see
what
happens.
Golden State didn't have to give up anything.
Right.
If they got him, they would have given up Klay Thompson and whatever draft picks. And they probably wouldn't have won the championship. You go to Phoenix. All right. What are you giving me in return? Is it just going to be draft picks? And if the Nets are going to do that, I wonder what Ben Simmons is thinking. Ben Simmons is like, yeah, I got my own team here. I just, I hope they don't ask me to shoot.
He's the face of the Brooklyn Nets right now.
And even played for him. The face of the team is in street clothes.
You wonder if he's like, why doesn't anybody want to play with me?
All right, some phone calls. Cameron in Indiana. Hi, Cam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. I got a bull question for you.
All right.
No, it's a little far out, but the first coach in the NFL fired this season is who?
Oh, wow. That's kind of harsh. Mid-July?
Let's get negative.
The first coach fired this year. NFL coach. Does a coach get fired during the year? Usually they don't. Like they hold on. So the first coach fired. Well, it might be Matt Rhule. Given the over-under, according to DraftKings, is 6.5, even with Baker Mayfield Jr. the third. Eric in Washington. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Top of the morning to you, Dan.
Thank you, Eric.
Yes. I'm going to have to retract my statement. I was on a few weeks ago, and I was piling on the Mariners, and so were you, and so were the whole crew. And since then, my friend had to remind me, they just won 13 of the last 16 games.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Eric.
You know what? I retract all my statements about the Mariners, too. I was short-sighted.
Are we known for that, piling on the Mariners?
I don't think so. I think I brought up Robinson Cano, don't you know, that when he went there, I said, he'll go there, get paid, and disappear. And that's exactly what happened. Mariners' 8-game winning streak matches their longest since 2003. There, we said something nice about the Mariners. Yeah, Seton.
The Mariners, usually the only time we mention them is someone will be like, hey, look, all right, if you want us to spend 3 hours breaking down the Mariners' bullpen, that's we're the wrong show for that. Other than that, I don't know.
They got 8 straight wins. All right, we covered the Mariners.
Our Mariners.
Name 3 players on the Mariners for $500.
Oh, and we're out of time. We're right up against the break, Dan.
I was going to do just middle relievers.
We play the Kevin Durant game coming up.
Bloop.
I don't know what it is, but we're playing it.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.